The Savior seeks our attention. Today's gospel passage begins with a profoundly divine moment, as Jesus, the embodiment of love, lifts his eyes towards his disciples. Imagine being there, and suddenly, your gaze meets his, and he begins to deliver the Sermon on the Plain. These words of guidance, even today, have the power to halt our bustling lives, offering us a path to navigate the world without being consumed by it. Jesus longs to gain our attention in our distracting world to strengthen us, instruct us, pour out his graces upon us, and guide us toward heaven. The first truth he shares is, "Blessed are the poor." Imagine the shock they felt when Jesus didn't proclaim a great blessing over the teachers and instructors of the day. Instead, he began with those in need. Jesus doesn't stop at blessing the poor. He extends his comfort to the hungry and the sorrowful, promising them joy and laughter in heaven. These words, even today, bring us great comfort and peace, reminding us to keep Christ at the center of our lives, regardless of our circumstances, and to stay focused on our true home in heaven. Next, Jesus warns the disciples and us not to seek comfort, wealth, and power over the kingdom. He reminds us that our ultimate goal is not to accumulate wealth and power in this life, but rather to live in a way that prepares us for the next life, where we will be in the presence of God. We do not want to live for this life, but rather to live for the next. If we are persecuted, insulted, and treated poorly for our faith, Jesus tells us through this passage that we will be rewarded in heaven. This persecution can take many forms, from social rejection to physical harm. But Jesus assures us that these trials are temporary, and our reward in heaven will be eternal. May we stop seeking this world's approval, do the next right thing, and keep our eyes on Jesus. About the author, Emily Jaminet is a Catholic author, speaker, radio personality, wife, and mother of 7 children. She earned a bachelor's degree in mental health and human services from the Franciscan University of Steubenville. She is the co-founder of InspireTheFaith.com and the executive director of the Sacred Heart Enthronement Network, WelcomeHisHeart.com. She has co-authored several Catholic books, including Secrets of the Sacred Heart, Claiming Jesus' 12 Promises in Your Life. Emily has served on the board of the Columbus Catholic Women's Conference, contributed to Relevant Radio and CatholicMom.com.